Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you did, because our good buddy Jeffrey Zavar is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jeffrey is the Chief Home Officer and the author of a number of books on micropreneuring, including Safe at Home. If you're home-based or want to be, you got to have that book. Also, Home Office Know-How, also Teleworking and Telecommuting, the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. That's a national SBA award that they bestowed upon him, and muchly deserved, and he is our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you on these fine sunny mornings. Even great to be with you on a lousy morning. At least I'm in, you'd be indoors.
It's good to have you back. Settle down now, Jeff. I know you're excited, but...
Settle down.
Jeffrey... There are a lot of people out there who want to start a business.
Right.
Because they're unemployed.
Right.
You and I have been through this. That's how I got my business started in 89. I became unemployed. And I said to myself, when I decided about whether to get my resume out again, I said, you know what? I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And so I started my own business, and guess what? I was correct.
No one can screw it up better than you can.
That's exactly right. I was right on the money. I've never been so correct in my life. But at least it's my screw ups, though. It wasn't somebody else's.
Right.
But anyway, but there are a lot of people out there trying that need to feed the family. They need to get busy. And like me, they're saying, well, you know, maybe this is the kick in the pants that I needed to get me to do my own thing. What's that looking like this time? I mean, in when I did it in the late 80s, and you did it, I think, in the late 80s as well, by the same year, you know, there were some things that we could do that made it easier in the last 20 years. There's some things that in the marketplace that kind of made it where we could do that. What does it look like out there now?
Well, I think that the major difference now is that, obviously, people, you and I were not laid off, or at least I wasn't. You know, I quit. I'm sorry, you were, I wasn't.
I was downsized.
He was downsized, excuse me. I pink-slipped my employer. As I'm fond of saying whenever I present on this or write about it, I quit an ill-paying day job. And, you know, I was young, I was stupid, you know, I was married with no mortgage, no kids, one car payment. My wife was gainfully employed as a nurse, so we had the benefits and stuff like that. So it was a great time to make a, you know, take a leap of faith and make a leap into the waters of entrepreneurship. The market is dramatically different, okay? All technology and productivity tools and all that aside, because nobody had that, so I wasn't missing anything. You know, this is a much different market. You have, you know, what, 600,000, 700,000 people last month who filed first-time unemployment claims.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of differences to the market that are different. But I think, you know, you gotta admire the spirit of the American out there who wants to work. You know, look at the lines to get a minimum wage job at a Walmart today, where people who might have been white collar said, I will work for anything, I just need to work. And the smart, not the smart ones, but those with the entrepreneurial drive are saying, I want to do this myself. And like you said, nobody can screw up my life better than I can, so I'm going to go out and do it myself. And certainly we make light of something that is not to be made light of. But, you know, there are a lot of entrepreneurial opportunities out there, especially with the internet, and especially with the ways that you can, you know, I'm doing a lot of speaking on domaining and people who are buying and selling domains, and people who are buying a domain and then reselling product, essentially stuff that they never touch or even see.
Right.
And creating partnerships. So there's a lot of opportunities, but they have to be driven by that entrepreneurial drive in order to make it happen.
Well, and the first thing that has to happen is you've got to realize that there's a lot of competition out there, established competition.
Right.
And there's a lot of new competition coming on every day. And it seems to me that the key to starting out, you know, incrementally, like I did, basically, and I guess you did. I mean, I was when I started back in May 29th, 1989, at 8:30 in the morning. Not that I remember the exact moment or anything. I was willing to do anything.
Right.
And I did almost anything. You know, I designed business cards. You know,
right.
I went from being at one time the president of a company, you know, at times past, and also an executive in more than one company, to designing business cards. Well,
right.
You know, hey, that was fine. It was business. So,
right.
But what I did though was I found a niche that nobody else was covering.
Right.
And I dropped into it, and I went out and I sold that niche.
Right. Right.
And of course, as you know, 20 years ago, those were primitive times compared to now.
Right.
But I found that niche, and today, Jeff, and this is what's to me what's been interesting, is there are niches of niches today.
Right.
There are niches of niches of, I mean, niches have grandchildren.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean, have you noticed that? I mean, have you noticed how stratified the economy has gotten with all the technology?
Well, yeah, and to speak to the point, sort of there are a couple points that were brought up in that, to speak to the niche within niche within niche, I mean, and the competition that you face. I'm a freelance writer, okay, and I've been a freelance writer since I was not a freelance writer. You know, the day in February of 1989 that I decided to hang my shingle, you know, 20 years ago, I was not alone, but there were very, very few freelance writers,
right,
comparatively speaking. I mean, our population as a country has not grown so much in 20 years. The number of freelancers, people who have, and there are...
They're like
there
100
are,
million now. Like
yeah, they, exactly. They're their own census category. You know, I mean, when they go around to house, you know, next year, they're going to say, okay, freelance writer, you know, white African American Hispanic freelance writer. But the competition, and that can be daunting, because I remember when the first wave came around, the dot bomb phenom, so to speak.
Right.
All my editors who were laid off at web journals and web publications suddenly became freelance
writers. Yeah.
Now you have people who think they can write, and this opens up a whole different can of worms when you're talking about the Fourth Estate and bloggers who
right.
think they're journalists and credibility and ethics, et cetera, but all these people now launch blogs, and they launch blogs about home business or small business
right.
or entrepreneurship, and all of a sudden
yeah.
competition has exploded.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Find the niche, folks. I think that's the key. If you're going to, and I'm not saying that's where you wind up. I'm just saying that's where you start. You got to find your uniqueness, your unique value proposition. 20 after. Right back with Jeffrey Zabar. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and talking with our good buddy Jeffrey Zabar. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. We built it for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog while you're there. And by the way, my new blog post is titled, Don't Be Stupid. Get out of your own way. And it's got four don't be stupid rules in there. You might want to check it out. It's a story. It's a story about somebody that I observed and what they did and all the dumb things that they did. And
did you get me to sign off on that before you used me for your blog?
You'll have to go check it out, Jeff. It was a story that happened to me about a year ago that I related and turned it into a lesson. So check that out, folks. Also, don't forget to we just check out everything that we got there, folks. We built it for you, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, Jeffrey Zabar has deposited so much wisdom with us over the years right there. It's all available there. Jeffrey, give us your website, too, please, while we're there.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
You know, Jeffrey, and by the way, folks, you can find Jeff's books there, and he deposits lots of good stuff on his own website, so I hope you check that out.
I'm Jeffrey, depositing it all along the landscape.
Slinging it everywhere, right?
Slinging it everywhere, seeing what sticks.
Jeffrey, one of the things that we all have to do in 2009 is realize that that, you know, we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto.
Right.
Things here are different.
Right.
And I'll tell you something else. I think the way we do things in 09, we don't, you know, I've been saying for a long time, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it.
Right.
And so 09 is going to be different. This is where it's going to be a challenge, I think, for the people coming on. But maybe not as much of a challenge as for people who are already established. But for everybody, 09, I think, is going to be a standalone year.
Right.
By that, I mean, I think what we do, how we do things in 09 are different from 08. And how we do things in 2010 are going to be different from 09. And I mean a lot different. I think there's
right.
going to be... What do you think about that? You see my point? In other
yeah,
words,
absolutely.
In other words,
this
don't
is,
fall...
A...
If you find something that works in 09 and you successfully transitioned into the new reality from 08, good for you.
Right.
But don't fall in love with it because 2010 isn't going to be like this year.
Yeah, this is a... You know, what analogy, what turn of phrase do you want to use? A sea change year, a watershed
yeah,
event, you know?
I'm calling it the... you know, a buffer year or a transition year from the old paradigm to the new paradigm.
You know, in so many ways, if you're independent out there, you're going to find a lot more competition. If you're working in a certain, if you're newly independent, you're going to find a great landscape of tools and opportunity. But I would hate to be launching, no disrespect, not to put fear into people, mm-hmm. but, you know, when you launch in good times, clients abound. You know, right now, people are belt tightening. But if you're good, and if you're a good entrepreneur, frankly, will always survive, okay, regardless of the market, because what you see is that they are in a position. That's why, you know, people lose millions. People lose their business, whatever, through some sort of situation, and they launch a new one, or they sell it, and they launch a new one and are successful. Successful people just... You know, they ooze success, and they find it wherever they go. And I think that you're going to find that in this year, in this transition year, that the strong will become stronger by whether it's bootstrapping or whether it's by reaching within or just doing what they do best. And you have the tools. There's a ton of free applications and low-cost or open-source applications out there on the web that you can use to set up your business. You can set up a website using something like a WordPress site, which is free. You know, you go to WordPress.org. You can download
a
site.
That is the thing that's so cool about startups right now, Jeffrey, is all of the access to technology and the world. I mean, literally, like you say, for nothing,
right?
But a little bit of your own elbow grease and creativity,
right.
you can literally make yourself available to the world.
Absolutely.
I mean, you got to do something with that. The world's not going to come beating a path to your door unless you compel them to do it.
Right.
But at least you have that access. When you and I started out, you know, we had a telephone.
Right.
That was it.
That was amazing.
Not even a cell phone.
Right. And I used to trade phone books with people. You know, someone's coming in from New York, bring me last year's New York phone book. So I wasn't spending a fortune on, you know, directory assistance. But now it's as simple as yellowpages.com or superpages.com. And, you know, you don't need super fast broadband. You can start with, you know, low speed broadband. You don't need a whiz bang computer, what you've had for 3 years of work. You can buy one used. You can, you know, work with other computer folk out there who are just as in the hard away and needing to offload merchandise. The deals are coming. You don't need to rip into your 401k and whatever's left of it and
it's
deplete it in order to launch a business.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot that you can do to make it happen. The one thing to come away with is the spirit of entrepreneurship and to know that you can, you know, with your own drive, you can't rely on Jim, you can't rely on Jeff. You want to have your mastermind group or you want to have allies out there who are looking out for you. But it really comes down to, you know, Jane Doe, John Doe, any man on the street making it happen.
Absolutely. Well said, Jeffrey. Give us that website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
From the man who knows, ladies and gentlemen, what he just said, he's done himself. I've watched him. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Always great, Jim. Thanks for having
me. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be a lot sooner. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.